We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Tuesday edition of the Stay Cash and Show. Retrograde edition. What, Bill, Evan Hand, I think you fired him again, right? Earlier today. But, I mean, it sounds really bad. Evan's not on camera because he may be dying. Sounds like the Undertaker. Evan Hand, would you like to say hi to everyone?
Hello, everybody. Sick as fuck.
Sick as fuck. You were really bad. What's wrong?
I don't know, food poisoning or a bug or something that's caught me, and I've been shitting and puking all weekend.
Wow.
Well, it's definitely not food poisoning only lasts like a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's does not sound good. Evan sounds
good.
As
soon as it's out, the food poisoning, as soon as it's out of your stomach, you're good.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not that then.
Unless you got like salmonella or something.
Yeah. Bill, my hoodie came in way too late.
Yeah. I got my North Carolina.
Can you guys hear my chair squeaking or no?
Do it again. No.
All right, good.
I got my shirt right before that final game. And I don't want you to, I didn't want to wear it. And you'd be like, you wore the shirt. That's why I didn't want.
Why do you have hat glasses on?
He's trying to be like me. Right, three years later, Rackets, it's what it is. Bill's on a 6 month to 3 year delay from everything I do.
It's sunny as fuck out, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, I said I was going to wear my new sunglasses with my Don Mattingly shirt today. So that's what I did.
I think you're going full Tommy G. Tommy G circa 2020 with the hat glasses.
Donny Baseball.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. Let me see the shirt. All right. I like it.
Best baseball card of all time.
I like it. Old baseball card. Joey Rackets, how you doing? We were afraid you weren't going to be here. Should have popping in right before the buzzer.
I had 2 minutes to spare.
Yeah, you did. You did. Well, we don't worry about you till like 2:07.
That's when I came in, 2:07.
Yeah, that's it. Like 2:07 hit, and we were like, all right, call Rackets immediately.
I apologize if you guys hear my psychotic dog barking. She's 40 feet away from me, but she's outside, and she just won't stop
barking.
Don't hear
it. Right. Don't hear it. So that's good. Don't hear my chair. Don't hear your dog. I think I threw my chair the other day. I think it was when Bobby Green, Bill, had that plus 1,700. I mean, we got to recap it. We're going to actually
I can't. That brings up so many banners.
This was not a banner weekend for me, I'll tell you that. This was retrograde. I thought I avoided retrograde, and it just fucking whaled me for the last 3 or 4 days. Today's the first day I actually feel like a human being again. But, we're going to recap UFC 300. So we're going to have Mike come on today. It was a huge event, great event. And we'll have Mike come on, kind of talk about it. Don't want to wait till Friday when everyone's over it. So we'll have Mike come on first. Then we'll do some NBA. We got the NBA play-in games today. I'm excited as fuck about that, Bill, because baseball's been hard for the last 3 days. What the fuck? I mean, I was like literally just pissing fire for the whole month. And then the last 3 days, I'm like, what the fuck is happening in the MLB?
When the Dodgers can't win against Washington with their ace on the mound.
Not even can't win. They got fucking bludgeoned out the gate.
Dude, Glasnow got destroyed.
There's no hope because you couldn't even hedge because it was just never ahead.
I stayed away from the Dodgers yesterday, but the Reds got me. Reds got me good.
I mean, dude, was this weekend not really hard for baseball? I mean, if not for Scottie Scheffler
Every day I've been even or down a little bit.
I've been down three straight days of baseball. Every day. And I don't think I was up like the billion units heading into this weekend.
The only thing that got me up a little bit yesterday was the Islanders, who just came out and.
Well, Islanders, max bet on that. That was the easiest bet. That was the easiest bet of the year, I think. What got me yesterday? And they're all like one run losses. Like,
yeah, I'm going back to live baseball aside from the up two joints because.
Dude,
the pre-game holiday. I thought I was getting Holiday again. Finally got his hit the other day. I'm like, all right, let's go, Holiday.
Dude, let's talk about that to start. First of all, let me tee up the Holiday thing. Before we go, I just want to fill you guys in on my Sunday, on what happened. So on Sunday, I had one home run in every game, plus 110, one game missed. Royals, Bill, 2-1, Mets game, like they scored
three
one
hits.
Run.
Up. They had three hits.
Yankees scored 9 runs, lose by 1 and over in extra innings. I had Yordan and Ely De La Cruz props. Bill, 19 runs were scored between the Cincinnati Reds and the Astros, and they had 0 combined hits. Mm-hmm. With So it was just a weird weekend. Thank God I had a max bet on Scotty plus 200 for the Masters, plus 470 on Scotty for the Masters. Scotty with Pereira the night before, plus 840 for the Masters. But if not for Scotty Scheffler, dude, I would have had a fucking bet. I actually ended up on Monday somehow because of Scotty Scheffler on Sunday. But yeah, been a weird few days. We were due for a little mini regression there, but that's a good sign because whenever we go backwards, you know, boom, time to shoot back up. So. Ready to rock, but I apologize. My bets have not been good the last 2 or 3 days, and we're transparent here. Not been a good 2 or 3 days for me, yeah. But we're going to come back today. Dinger Tuesday would a better way to get us back on board. So before we go into Jackson Holliday, Shipmates 15, guys, if you're not in on this at Ship It Nation, they're going to be sponsoring the shows going forward. Ship It Nation, 15% off Shipmates 15. Jerry, who's going to be on with us tomorrow, Scarface, our boy, binked for $75,000 in DFS golf. He's over there at Ship It Nation now. Ship It Nation won the million bill. They had $1 million winner with Hearn. They had another kid win $125,000. They had like five kids win $20,000, $10,000, $5,000. Some of these were off like $100 entries, $50 entries. They had first, third, sixth, and seventh in the Millie Maker at Ship It Nation. First, third, sixth, and seventh. And Jerry was first, third, fourth, sixth, something like that. And Jerry was four. They won the million. So get over there now. Baseball has been great over there. ShipItNation.com, 15% off. Shipmates 15. Guys, it's like fucking nothing. It's like a dollar a day to go do it. So if you're playing DFS or if you're gambling, get over to ShipItNation.com. $1 million winner, dude. I want to win $1 million, Bill.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's ecstatic. All of our subscribers who are over there were raving in the chat. So, great company, great product. Let's talk a little Jackson Holliday here, Joey Rackett. So Bill and me are in a panic. I have about probably $2,000 worth of fucking futures with Scotty Scheffler to win the Masters, leading all of them. And then one has Glass now, one has the Predators, one has the Rangers, one has the Hurricanes, one has the Nuggets, one has this, one of that. And they all have Jackson Holliday, Rookie of the Year. Jackson Holliday with the single worst start in baseball history.
That's a little skewed too. He got screwed on a couple of umpire calls early on that put him in holes and deep into counts, 0-2 counts.
I mean, he's got a 62% strikeout rate.
I understand that, but when you're starting every at bat 0-2, like, you're gonna strike out a lot. Like,
I don't think every umpire is fucking him. Like, I've watched his at bat.
He was not getting the benefit of any calls early on, that is what it is. But now I think you're gonna see. He got his first hit. I think he's going to settle down a little bit. I can't check the odds, but from what I saw on
plus
Twitter,
+550.
From what I saw on Twitter, the odds really haven't shifted a whole lot, even off that first week. So Vegas isn't overreacting to this. Wyatt Langford and Evan.
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about Krauser.
Krauser came up last year, and it was the same thing, dude. He looked awful. Like, he came up last year, and everyone was like, "This dude sucks. Send him back down." Now he's on the team this year and he's lighting the world on fire. Like, he just give him time to get comfortable.
Yeah,
you saw it with Volpe last year. Bill was calling for them to send Volpe down last year.
Bill's gonna always overreact. We know that. But
pump the brakes a little bit. Give the kid a little bit of time.
Send him down.
Leave him alone. Like,
Bill wanted Volpe in the minors after 3 days, and now he's like third in the league in batting. So. Yeah.
Let him get comfortable, and especially where he is in that order, the speed is not going to go anywhere. He really just needs to make contact in order to get base hits.
The thing that's worrying me a little bit about him, and again, I'm not worried. It's fucking 16.
Bro, he one-dotted everything through the entire minor leagues as the youngest, one of the youngest players in the minors. Like, the talent is there.
The only thing that's worrying me is the 60% strikeout rate combined with a 0% walk rate. He hasn't walked once. So it's not even like he's taking
to work counts. If you're trying to get your first hit, are you going to be patient enough to kind of walk?
But he's 0-2. He's not even swinging half the time.
And he's getting into 0-2 counts.
That's partially because he's not swinging.
And it's partially because he's not getting those borderline pitches.
Nah, come on, we're not gonna say Jackson Holliday. Bro, the umps are fucking baseball.
Watch a lot of the at-bats. He's not getting the benefit of anything, which he shouldn't. He's a fucking he's a prospect. He's a rookie. Yeah. He should not be getting those. But at the same time, you're getting. Mike, let's pause that too, because Angel Hernandez has been calling.
Oh no, Angel Hernandez.
3-4 inches off the plate, they're calling strikes. So let's relax.
I'm still in. I'm the biggest fan of his right now, because if he wins Rookie of the Year, I'm pretty much guaranteed $80,000 somewhere. One of those 10 things is going to hit.
You're going to see him go nuclear over like a week or two stretch, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, I'm glad I agree didn't send
with
him
you.
Down.
I agree with you. I wanted your take on it. I wanted you to calm me down a little bit. I'm usually very calm, but I have a lot of big bets, and Scotty took it home for us. So I just want to make sure. That's right. E, can you just get in touch with Mike, make sure he's ready to come on? Let me just see. All right. So so that's the Jackson Holiday update. We will keep you updated on that.
Like a lot of people are like, oh, he only made it to the big leagues on his name. Like, look at his
He
like was literally 1.1 OPS.
I've got the first play of the day with Jackson Holiday in it.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm taking Ohtani hit, Mookie Betts hit, and Jackson Holiday to strike out. Sorry, Jackson. I've been betting you today.
Against Chris Paddock?
But I might also take him for a hit later, but he's going to strike out. He struck out every single game so far. If he doesn't strike out, congrats to him. But I'll go with every single game so far this season. He's at a K, so I'll take it tonight.
They've also seen a lot of velocity. Well, yesterday Varland didn't really have too much, but they've seen a lot of velocity early on, which is why he struck out on the high fastball.
What helps that is that he hasn't walked yet, so we're not going to lose any at-bats on the walk. I'm going to probably have him as a hit also, but in there, he will K. Yeah. So, Mookie.
If he's going to, it's going to be against the changeup.
Mookie, Ohtani.
It's not going to be against the fastball. Paddock ain't got one.
Holiday strikeout plus 147.
All right, and we will get to that too. Baseball bets coming right after the NBA segment. We got the play-in games going on here. Bill, big Sunday in the NBA. Obviously, all must-win games, according to Bill Rupp. Yet, Rackets, Tommy G was 100% right in everything that was going to happen. The Knicks were going to jump into the
hold
two
on, hold on, one second.
Can you I just finish?
But no, you. Well, I want to make. I want to counter.
Let me finish it.
Name, but when you right, say,
I'm counter. Saying your name to make sure you're ready for when I stop talking.
Go ahead.
All right. So Tommy G was 100% right. Rackets, Knicks. Hoffman and Bill have been dying for the two seed. You got your wish. Congratulations. Now you're probably going to get Embiid. In round one, we have the Indiana finish sixth. Like I said, we got the Lakers and Golden State and the play-ins here, Bill. It looks like the one seeds are the two most fucked teams in the entire NBA. We'll talk about that. But you got your wish with the Knicks and the two seed. I told you you shouldn't want it. Now you're bitching that you're going to face Embiid. Talk to me.
So,
is he even going to be back? Is he back?
Oh,
he's
still
hurt.
Oh,
he's back.
Dude, are you ready for this, Rackets? The Sixers are
I haven't been paying attention to the NBA.
Sixers are third. Bill told me this the other day, and then I extrapolated it. Sixers are 31-8 this year with a healthy Embiid. If you add that up, that's actually like over 80% winning percentage. They would be the number one overall seed in the entire NBA, and they're actually going to possibly be playing the Celtics if they lose to the Heat and beat the Bulls or whoever they play next. The Celtics could be gifted with the number one overall seed in the NBA by playing a team that would have been the number one overall seed if Embiid didn't get hurt. Not very rewarding, but Bill, if they do beat the Heat, it's going to be your Knicks, Bill. So talk to me.
Listen, am I happy? So where I was right is that and I even posted a parlay that I didn't bet, but right before the games on Sunday of every single team that need to win, every single team won, except for the Cavs, who quit. And if you're a Cleveland, if you're the coach of the Cavs, if you're a player of the Cavs, if anything you're associated with, if you're a fan of the Cavs.
Wait for this, Rackets.
You're a fucking douche, because that should never fucking happen. You walked off the court and gave up against the Hornets, you little bunch of bitches. Fuck the Cavs. I'm so happy they're going to get swept right out of round one, just like they fucking got killed last year against the Knicks. Bye-bye, Cavs. Your organization sucks. Your best player doesn't even want to be there. He wants to be a Knick. And this is your last shot. And guess what?
That's where this stems from.
Oh, no. It gets better, Rackets. So there's only two teams that Bill said had must-win games that quit, right? The Bucks lost by 50 to the Magic. Dame Lillard hit two shots in the whole game.
But Giannis was out, so it didn't matter.
Well, that's why Dame Willard hits two shots in the whole game. Can I just tell you one thing? Let me just finish this. The only two teams, Rackets, to not win were the Bucks, who lost by 50 to the Magic, and the Cavs, who quit at halftime. Both those teams with a win could have got the two seed. They both looked like they didn't want the two seed. The Knicks go play super hard and win in overtime. And that's what I was saying. No one wants Thibodeau. That fucking two seed, dude. Rackets, you don't want that.
Here's Thibodeau's. So, Rackets, by the time that game went to overtime, right, the Knicks and the Bulls, they had to have known what was going on. So someone had to have told Thibodeau, or maybe he said, I don't want to fucking know. I don't know. But so here's the hard part for him. Does he want to lose that game in overtime and go down to the three seed and then you get Indiana, or win and play Philly or Miami? You know, but Rackets, here's the kicker. You're the coach. Your team is great this year. You have 49 wins. You know he wanted that 50th win.
Yeah, to get to 50. Yeah.
And you can't say, oh, I, because if this happens, if that happens, we don't even know. Are the Knicks going to play Philly? Most likely.
I'm sure, but it's also contract negotiation for him. Like, I brought them to the two seed.
Of course, a 50-win season.
50 wins, right.
50-win season. They're Thibodeau two
does
seed,
that every
100%.
Year. Every year.
But on the
why? So why are we going to get on the coach for going for incentives instead of like we get on the players for doing it? Well,
that's why I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I'm okay.
No, you're going to hate it when you're fucking get wiped out by Philly.
Is Philly going to definitely be it? So you're going to lose the two just because you think Philly might be there?
Well, listen, if it's not Philly,
they probably will be. But like I'm saying, they might not.
All right. Well, that's what you said about a week ago when you said, well, the Pacers might not be six. Philly might not be six.
I mean, there's really nothing we can do
about
the
bottom line.
Their star, who was the MVP of the league.
Yes, you can. You know what you could do about it? Walk off the court at halftime and be the three seed. That's what you could do about it. You're bitching. You're mad at the Cavs because they just did what you should have done.
Nope, I wouldn't do it.
I told you these teams are tanking to stay the fuck out of that two seed. The Cavs just did it.
Milwaukee has been losing since the All-Star.
All right, well, forget Milwaukee. Did the Cavs tank to stay out of the two seed?
You know what? I don't know.
Did they? They walked off the court.
I don't know what their plan was.
They tanked to stay out of the two seed.
I don't know what their plan was.
So my conspiracy theory about teams not wanting that seed and getting out of it.
I don't know what their plan was.
Their plan was to get out of the two seed. That's what their plan was. Rackets, what else could their plan have been to bench all their starters at halftime except to get out of the two seed?
Where's Hoffman? Where's Hoffman? Why's Hoffman?
We're not in NBA right now. We're not in NBA right now. We'll go to that whenever.
The most important part.
Okay. Well, we got Mike coming on in 30 seconds. Let me host the show.
He's
all right, we can go back to this. What? Any other headlines here, D?
Caitlin Clark inks a massive $330,000 deal in the NBA.
No one
WNBA.
Gives a flying fuck.
$78,000 a year.
No one gives a flying fuck.
I make.
She's done.
Like
Caitlin Clark's over.
10 times that.
Yeah, I mean, more money than Caitlin Clark. Right?
She did have last night the number one jersey sales on Fanatics.
She gets like 1% of.
From a draft day person, the highest ever.
Yeah, but they get like nothing from that.
What does she get? Like a nickel?
She gets like nothing. She gets like fucking 1% of the jersey sale. But listen, everyone's like, oh, they're at WNBA is going to be, but no, it's not. No one cares. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are done.
Hold on. Nobody cares, but their ticket sales did go through.
Of course, because those people care. They care for now. No one's going to care next year. No one's going to give a fuck. No one tunes in to watch Caitlin Clark drop 17-7-4. They drop tune in to watch her drop 40-16-10. She's gonna drop 18-7-5. No one's fucking cares. Fucking stupid. Fucking WNBA's dead. Angel Reese and her could have stayed in college and done this again next year and not made $70,000 a year. They're stupid. They got a contract from the cabal. Mike A. UFC 300 was absolute insanity. Probably one of the best from a watching standpoint. The fights were amazing. Everything was incredible. And we got to talk about it now. It got a little tough to bet once the main card hit. I mean, we had Dylan Danis, for those of you guys that don't know, we do the Let's Fuck Fridays over there on Twitter. We'll do the Twitter space again. Dylan Danis popped on and dropped a parlay that had 9 straight wins to start it off, a 13-legger. And then Justin Gaethje broke his nose. But let's break down this card, Mike. First of all,
I have some statements first on the lead-in. Can everybody please stop saying that Caitlin Clark is hot? I mean,
She's a dude. That's a boy.
I mean, raving about her Prada uniform that she wore. I can't keep reading that. That's number one. Number two, Bill, I really like your 84 Tops Don Mattingly retro T-shirt. Rackets, great background. And Tommy, you have to tell me where you got your beard paint because I'm on a
There's no beard paint. What are you talking about?
You look like Macho Man Randy Savage and
Mike. What do you mean beard paint?
Tommy, your beard is 100% painted.
Hold on. Mike, what are you talking?
Hold on.
It's not. It doesn't even come through here. Why would
I? Hold on.
Beard paint.
I will stick up for Tommy on this, even though I fucking can't sticking up for him.
What are you talking about?
Tommy and I will not do anything else. Like, we would have to. If you do that, Mike, you have to do that every day.
You're going to tell me that that beard isn't blacker than usual? No, like, you didn't go to the NWO?
Look!
I mean, come on.
How close can I get to it? Look.
Well, too close.
Look,
I got it. It's not supposed to black it out. Like,
what if I paint
it's supposed
it,
to blend it in, and I think I need a little of whatever you got.
Why wouldn't I blend it here?
New world order.
Why wouldn't I blend it here?
Yeah, really. Tommy went bad.
I just haven't shaved.
Nah, I believe
Tommy went heel.
What do you think, I'm Robert Sala?
I don't know what you got going on over there, but there's clearly
it's a clearer camera. I changed my webcam, so hopefully I look clearer.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I would have done all this.
I don't know. Either way, I'll challenge you.
You're always fucking calling me out on shit that's not real.
Oh, I compliment you.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Beard paint. Like, I give a fuck about my beard.
All right.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, so UFC 300. One thing I'm surprised at. Let's just lead with this. I'm shocked that five fights went to the judges' scorecard, including a couple that I didn't think will. And I'm going to make one more quick statement. I'm going to send it back to our host, Tommy G. That $300,000 bonus, it works and it doesn't work, right? Because it made Jim Miller not wrestle, right? Because he wanted to strike. And it also made Jalen Turner, who had a win, knock the guy down and try to create a moment for the 300K. Yeah. So it clearly affects it to the good and the bad. I just wanted to throw that out there before we break down the, you know, talk about.
You know what? You know what I think it does, Mike? I think it affects it for the good, right? Because both those things happening made it good for the watcher. But for the better, yeah, it definitely makes it tough for the better when these guys are trying to go for bonuses rather than doing what they do best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And you saw that. I mean, dude, listen, the Max Holloway thing, let's start there. That was for the $300,000 bonus.
Well, no,
right?
He's done it before. Max
of
did
course,
it before. Lorenzo Lamas, he did that in the past. That's his thing. But hats off to Max. An absolute
I mean,
warrior.
That was the best.
He had to fight
was,
one.
That was the coolest fight of the entire night.
It was the best ending in the history of
maybe
UFC.
Maybe one of the best, best
number
moments
one.
In UFC history.
Number
I mean,
one.
It was iconic.
Yeah, number one. I mean, just the fact that it's Max, too, who has a history of saying he doesn't have knockout power.
Yeah,
right,
I
stuff
said
like,
it
that's,
myself.
That's
I
the
said
biggest. That's what. And it was the baddest motherfucker on the planet fight. That's what made it amazing. But in that fight, Mike, I honestly believe, because Gaethje was a big bet for all of us. I mean, that was
a
kill. The whole world.
Gaethje was going to win.
Here's my analysis of it, and you tell me if you think it's right. So Gaethje leads with his head, right? That's what he does. He leads with his head, takes a couple punches to get in on you. Once he broke his nose, which you can't even, you got to give Max credit because it was Max's kick that broke his nose. So you give him credit for that. Once that nose was broken,
that was bad.
Then he had two thumbs deep in the back of his head to start the next round. Both his eyes got fucking poked.
I was praying for him to just quit at that point.
Every
or the
time
ref
he,
to call it.
Once he has to lead with his head and you got Max, who's a precision jabber and precision striker dead up the pipe. Gaethje had no chance because every time he got popped, it felt like he got electrocuted.
But, you know, Tommy, it's another thing. I mean, the fight ended with 1 second left, right? So we got 24 minutes and, you know, 59 seconds. And ask me how many takedowns that Justin Gaethje attempted.
No, none.
Zero.
And he
didn't even attempt any.
Even
I mean,
with a broken nose and two eyes, he couldn't see out of.
But, you know, again, you have to attempt to switch it up. You're not going to win a strike. If you didn't realize after round one, two, or three that, like, the striking wasn't going your way, you got to at least attempt it and put the thought in the guy's head, even if you don't get it. He didn't even attempt any.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so that's why I'm saying, again, that 300K thing. And Gaethje looked a little off throughout the night, but again, hats off the backs. He looked great. But I question a lot of these fighter game plans. It's staggering. You know, it's mind-blowing a little bit.
Yeah. So that's – I mean, listen, I don't know if Gaethje would have won or not if that would have been different.
Right.
I just know the second he broke his nose, all of us on the voice chat just went, we're done.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's
we're
bad.
Done. It's
I mean,
over.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's
when
over.
Get hurt
because he's
like
not
going
to stop.
It's tough. It's
dude, the
tough.
Fact that he didn't get knocked down with that kick to the face is amazing. That was dead flush.
Yeah, I mean,
what about the title fight? Obviously, we had Pereira fucking.
Buddy, I mean, what can we say about Alex Pereira?
Poatan just went no, And then bong.
I'm here and now. Like I saw it on the internet, and then I text Plinio, you know, who's number one guy, the translator. For those of you who don't know, one of my former fighters and friends, Plinio Cruz, is Alex's coach, and he's also his translator. So he's a big guy. Whenever you see him in the ring, that's him. But Poatan's entertaining. If the UFC says yes, he already said he will do it in 21 days. Go fight Tom Aspinall for the heavyweight belt in Brazil.
Might as well. He didn't get touched.
I mean, can you fucking imagine if he would be the first three-division champ in the history of the sport? I mean, that's crazy.
He's amazing, dude. Well, luckily, we hit him. We were a little depressed at that point because we were coming off the Gaethje thing. And
yeah, he's scary. Alex Burns.
I luckily, the only thing that saved my fucking weekend, honestly, was I took the first three rounds and then parlayed it with Scheffler. It paid like plus 900. So that helped in the chat at 1:30 in the morning. We dropped that. But
let's talk about Tommy and whoever else wants to put it. Fighters who impressed, we already talked about Max and Poatan, and then fighters who disappointed. Because one that impressed and disappointed in the same fight, Kayla Harrison, looked great. I mean, she fought in the Olympics at 170, 155 in World Series, comes to the UFC, makes 135, and looked fucking great on the scales, physically, in the cage. And then Holly Holm, talk about fighter game plan, a Hall of Fame boxer who's fighting a two-time judo.
She tried to take her
down. Decided to wrestle. Wow, what a good strategy. It doesn't make sense, but she should retire, and Kaitlyn Harrison should get one more big win and then go to Amanda out of retirement. And
she's probably getting Amanda now.
I saw on Instagram Amanda taunting her.
Amanda was watching. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, Mike, you're very close to Amanda Nunes. You talk with her still. She stayed at your house for a little while when she was cutting weight and stuff back in the day, one of your fighters early on. So. I think that's happening now, Mike. Amanda looked like she wanted her now.
It's going to happen. Yeah. It's a big money.
I don't even think you put Kayla in a position to potentially lose again. I think you send it right to Amanda, right?
Yeah, but I think Amanda will probably make her earn one more. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
That Instagram didn't look
like
it.
I know her, you know?
You know her better than anyone.
I think she'll make her earn it one more.
So Jiří, obviously, that fight was fun. The Rakic-Jiří fight. Jiří staring at the fucking arena beforehand.
Unbelievable fight.
Jiří, baby. Great. That's my boy.
Yeah, he looked great.
I'm curious what Mike thinks about the Bo Nickel fight. I thought
Let's go to that next.
I don't think he was that good, honestly.
No, I'll tell you what happened to Bo Nickel. Let's go to Jiří first.
I was scared of Jiří during the fight, what was going on, but that guy's a beast. I loved him from the start.
Savage.
I mean,
and Tommy, good call on the inside the distance in that fight. That was one that you threw out on our show, which was really good. I'll say one other fighter who really impressed me, and then we'll go to the Bo Nickel, Diego Lopez, man.
Oh, I love him.
Wow. I mean, Sadiq Youssef is legit. You follow what I'm saying? Diego Lopez
mutilated him.
Woo. He looked great, but going to Bo Nickel and answering your question, what was the question? What did I think of him?
What did you think of him? Like, I didn't think he looked great at all.
I know what happened.
It looked like he was just like holding or like just trying to get into round two.
Mike, can I go before you on this? Because I want to give you a conspiracy theory. I want your take on it. The number one most bet fight on the card was the Bo Nickel fight, and 100% of people had the under. Right? It was Bo Nickel under 1.5, which looked mispriced, right? We were saying, why is it only minus 300? Why is the go to round three minus 800? A lot of people had Bo Nickel gone in 60 seconds. Almost everyone had Bo Nickel round one. So that was the big fight, first fight of the main card. And all of a sudden, Bo Nickel just stalls the whole, like Rackett said, just laid on him in an angle.
He didn't do anything. No, I'm way watching you this fight. I'm like, what is going on, dude?
He couldn't have got the choke in the first round. He was up against the fence. Didn't hold on. Let me just.
I know, but don't let it go too far.
Would you get the whole thing after this? And then in the second round, he just laid on him. Second to halfway through the round mark hit, where everyone had the bet. I said on the voice chat, Bo Nickel's going to finish him in 60 seconds. Right, Bill? 45 seconds later, Bo Nickel comes up, grabs him, shuts him down.
I think
he took a bag to make that go over 1.5. You'll never believe it. That's what I saw.
I think he just wanted it to go to round two.
He took a bag to go over.
Tommy.
He intentionally let that go.
There's more chance of you not having beard polish on. Bo Nickel thinking. All right, let me go now. First off, absolutely no correlation to the result of the fight and the betting public. Let's stop it all.
Okay, that never happens.
I mean, I've cornered 75 UFC.
You did
fights.
It before FanDuel was legal.
No, Tommy, there's no correlation. That's number one. Now, number two, Bo is obviously an exceptional wrestler, and he's good in jiu-jitsu and boxing. And the problem with a lot of his fights are people are fighting to not lose, but also survive. So when Rakic, you're saying that he's on the back and not doing nothing, what you're not seeing is a small intricacy. It's called a two-on-one. When you're in that position in the bad, you're defending against the choke. You need to have two of your hands on their one. So Bo Nichols' right arm, which was extended, which was his choking hand, Brundage was 100% safe because he had two hands on his, and all Bo can do is either punch with the left or try for a one-arm choke. And then Brundage was looking at the ref. So he was just trying to survive. Okay, Bo could have done a little bit better of a job.
Could have done a lot better.
Ground and pound and whatnot. But when you have one guy who's fighting to survive, think back to the Jailton Almeida, Derek Lewis fight where Derek Lewis just laid on his back and didn't want to get finished. And Almeida couldn't finish him. And he just beat him like 50-43 on all the judges' scorecards because he was just trying to survive per se. Not an excuse for it, but, you know, less of a fight and more so one guy trying to survive. I mean, that's really my takeaway from it.
I didn't see that. I get what you're saying. I saw a guy who was just
really
lame.
What happened. I mean, lame. To end that round, even in the first round, I mean, he just had 2-on-1 and he held it, looking at the ref to save him, and
he was
Bo
stick.
Just couldn't get
Bo
the wrist
Nichols
loose
spent 20 seconds looking at the clock at the end of round one. I don't know.
I mean, again, there's no betting correlation, so
never, you can throw nothing, that out.
I just felt like they've been giving
combat
him the
sports
Goldberg.
Have never been fixed before. That's for sure.
I just felt like they've been giving him the Goldberg treatment to where, like, he just goes out and dominates, and then, like, he did not look dominant in that first round. He just kind of looked like he was trying to get into round two, like Bill said. And then all of a sudden, he was just like, okay, now I'm going to finish.
And then he just went,
him out.
Oh, it's him halfway through the round. Let me go fucking break this guy's neck off his head in 20
I just
seconds.
Thought
it was a matter of time. I mean, again, I thought it would happen under 1.5. I touted the bet, and I loved
everybody
under 1.5.
Everybody was.
It didn't happen, but, you know, Bo is still developing. I mean,
yeah, no, not against him. He took it back.
I don't think, though, what I will say, though, is I don't think he comes in and beats, like, a lot of the top 10.
No, but probably not. You know? Yeah, that's
he
probably.
He was trying to get that chokehold the whole time. Like, that's how he wanted to finish it. But he wasn't getting it against this cage. We kept seeing
him
out with a 2-on-1 defense. I mean,
the guy was just
not
laughing.
Leaning up against the cage like this.
The guy was like,
he had a 2-on-1 defense. It's almost, you know,
yeah.
Virtually.
Well, I mean, well, then what you do is you change positions. You don't just fucking.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he could have been more aggressive.
Especially when
you
got 300
with that
grand,
left hand.
300
but.
Grand for a fucking finish award here. But yeah. Let's go to this, Mike. I'll flip it from debating to complimenting. We started the night off. I had Figueiredo by sub, right? You had Figueiredo money line, great start. And then the most frustrating part of the night was the Bobby Green Jim Miller fight. Obviously, you love Jim Miller, good friend of yours, someone that you worked with for a while. We all love Jim Miller. Jim Miller fought like hell, man. This guy's been fighting since UFC 100. Great fight. Probably, like Mike said, should have gone for more takedowns and fought his game rather than going for the bonus. But I'll never knock anyone up for no.
He should have gone for a takedown.
Right, but again, 300 grand's a lot of money, right? So. But Bobby Green had that finish. We were about 4 seconds from Bobby Green. Mike called Bobby Green by finish round.
No, three, by knockout specifically.
By knockout round plus 1,700. Oh, God. And we were there. It was a second away from plus 1,700 hitting the under inside the distance. Oh.
That would have been crazy. I mean, and if you read the blueprint, it's exactly how I said the fight would go. You know, Jim would have moments with his power, Muay Thai, knees, kicks, and elbows, but Bobby Green's volume and specifically his jab and his in and out movement would take over late in the fight and perhaps finish him after bloodying his nose. I literally wrote it all and said it all, and it happened. So we started
exactly
off tonight good, and it could have been great with that finish there. And then Andrade came out and did what, you know, was expected. I thought she'd win the fight. She did.
What about the Oliveira fight, obviously? The Armand Oliveira fight. That was a great fight.
I thought Armand won unanimously. I don't know what Mike Bell, the judge, one of the three judges that scored it for Oliveira. I don't know what the fuck he's thinking.
How did that fight not end?
Oliveira's a beast.
How did that not end? How did he get out of that choke? How did Armand
That's another
get out of that
fight
choke?
That I thought would have finished for sure.
I mean, I needed that to finish to cash like thousands, and it should have finished, but both fighters should have finished twice.
I'll tell you an unsung hero for tonight, even though she lost that, Zhang Yanan really gave Zhang Weili a run for her
money. Bill, didn't I tell you, Yan's not bad. Yan's
a
bad bitch.
Knockdown, three takedowns.
Although she did get finished in the first round, which fucked us again,
yeah,
Bill.
Which,
that was over.
Weili won
dead.
By submission, knockout, and decision all in the same fight.
I mean, dude, we had the under. Over. She was out. It was over.
It was crazy.
I mean, dude, so many fucking like 1 second things this weekend. Fucking
how about Dana White? And Aljamain Sterling. So Aljamain Sterling is the only victory. There was 13 fights. He won, and he was the only one out of 13 that didn't get a post-fight interview because Dana White put the kibosh on it because he was unhappy with the performance, so he didn't allow anyone to come in and interview him, even though all the undercard winners, all the Punk's Power, so that wasn't nice, I don't think.
That was weird. I thought he fought well.
He did. He got 27. Why did he? Guys, he had 8 takedowns because it was boring for the 300.
But I mean, he won a unanimous 30-27.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's a little bit insulting, especially as the former champ.
I mean, yeah, former champ, you're going to win the fight.
And he looked good up a weight class. He looked great.
Yeah,
he was marketable, Aljo.
That's fucking not right. And then obviously we got word on McGregor. He's going to be fighting soon, Mike. That's official. What's going on with that?
Conor McGregor against what's his name? Chandler. And the pay-per-view after the Mickey pay-per-view in June. So that's going on. I mean, a lot of good announcements. Yeah.
June 1st, we're going to be heading out to that fight. Mickey Gall, we'll be talking about that again this Friday. Mickey Gall on that card. And then all of a sudden, me and Bill were going to buy tickets beforehand. Mickey said, you know, might talk to us and help us out and hook us up. But then they announced Makhachev Poirier on that card in New Jersey at the Prudential Center, where we were going anyway, Bill. $1,200 for the VIP tickets. We were like, fuck a discount.
$1,200 for VIP.
Dude, now it's $4,000 to sit near the cage.
I honestly.
$400 to sit in the nosebleeds.
In the UFC. I don't think I've ever seen tickets this high. I mean, the nosebleeds are like four. I mean, I say nosebleeds. I don't even mean the top. I mean, like the one little quadruple deck that they have at the Prudential Center.
Mike, it was $1,200 for VIP on the floor before they announced Makhachev Poirier.
Really? Okay.
Once they announced Makhachev Poirier, everything shot.
I mean, it's insane, the prices. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be there, though.
I've ever seen.
We'll be there no matter what. But all right, Mike, you appreciate you coming on. We got to get over to some baseball and NBA. But thanks for the update and thanks for filling us in.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.
All right. All right. Take care.
Later, bro. Yeah, Bill. Why didn't we buy that fucking ticket?
Bro. No.
I ended up giving that $1,200 right back to FanDuel anyway. I should have fucking just bought the goddamn tickets with it. All right, Hoffman, you're in here. You want to talk some NBA? You got your wish. Hold on, connecting audio. There he is. All right, Hoffman, you want to talk some NBA? You got your stupid wish that the Knicks got the 2 seed. And now what do you want? Now what the fuck are you going to do? Now what are you going to do?
We're going to fucking win. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
You going to win?
Yeah, with ease.
So we have bets rackets. I want your unbiased approach here. I'm staying in my bet for the people in the chat.
Thomas is out at least the first 2 games.
I'm still staying in my bet because I'm a man. So the bets that we have, me and Bill have a $1,000 bet. Who
you
goes
think
further?
You would be staying Introduction. The bet off if they had the
mobile
2
gaming
seed?
Has
nope.
revolutionized.
I'm out. So Bucks, Knicks. Who goes further? Me and Hoffman have 250. Me and Bill have 1,000. And if they're both eliminated same round, it's a push. And we had a clause in it. If Brunson or Giannis doesn't start the playoffs, you can void the bet. I am not voiding the bet because I think you guys are fucked so bad in this spot that I think my worst case is a push because you're out in one round. And then, Bill, me and you have another bet, which I don't think you're in a great spot for either. Tommy G versus Rupp. Lakers don't get past round one of the real playoffs for $500. So you may be running into Denver right now. If you get the win tonight, and that's not going to end well. So Tommy G is sitting parite to steal all your money.
Didn't we have a bet on Knicks finishing in like the top 4 or something?
No, everything is in the hashtag now because you do this all the time, Bill. Everything. I don't care what's on your board. It's all in the hashtag. Everything is time stamped
Check
in the hashtag.
Board. Check
anytime,
the board.
Anytime we put a bet in, this is what Bill does all the time. Makes up bets. He's writing it on the board as we speak.
Checking the board.
I don't give a fuck what you have.
Checking the board.
We have a hashtag now. I said everything in there is in the hashtag, so you can't do this anymore.
I'll be checking. Don't
yeah,
worry.
You just checked. It's not
I
there.
I got a couple other places to check.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Now it's not the board. You check the pen you're about
I got
to write it with.
Board over there.
Oh, okay, okay. So, Hoffman, what do you think's going to happen here? What's going on? We got 2 big games tonight.
I'm really curious to see if the Lakers lose to avoid Denver.
Right. So, all right. That's a good topic. So Bill doesn't think teams tank, even though I've been telling him for a week, no one wanted the 2 seed and Cleveland walked off the court at halftime to make sure they didn't get it. I said, Hoffman, if I'm the Lakers, you don't care about winning a playoff game or a playoff round. It's championship or bust for LeBron, right? He doesn't care about anything else. I would take the chance, lose this game tonight. Assume I'm going to win the next game, who I've already beaten the Warriors recently or whoever else, whoever wins that series. And then I avoid Denver till the finals of the conference rather than win this game. And then I'm out. They haven't beat Denver in like 5 years. No, what do you do? What do you do, Hoffman? You're the coach. You got to make this decision right now. What do you do?
I mean, I would lose.
All right, Bill, what do you do?
They're going to win tonight.
I know they're gonna win, but I would personally lose.
They dominated. They dominated them during the play-in game.
It's not about can they win. Bill misses all this.
And then they dominated them.
Yes, we know they can win. It's about like Cleveland could have won the other day, and they walked off the court. Dude, you don't understand the mental side. Who wants to play Denver? Why would you win this game? You're automatically out.
I'd rather play Denver now than have to play them in the conference finals.
No, they may get knocked off before that.
LeBron's legs might not be there in the conference finals. LeBron's legs will be there now. I'd rather play him now than – you're going to run into him anyway, right, Al? You're going to have to go through
That's
Denver.
The other thing. Like, no, you're going to play them.
You're not necessarily going to win. It's not guaranteed that you have to play them at all if you're away from
them. The other fucking teams are clowned. Okay, see? They're out in the first round.
Dude, I get it.
They're fucking out in the first round.
You don't want to play this fucking team at round one. You just
I
don't.
Would rather play them early than in the conference championship again.
Nope, not me. Not if I'm LeBron. If I'm LeBron, I don't want another Michael Jordan in the first round exit debate. I don't want a first round exit. Even if LeBron got to the conference finals and lost to Denver, it'd be a successful season.
Well, you know, so Brian Windhorst said something a couple weeks ago, and I've been watching, and he's 100% right. You could tell what's going to happen with LeBron in the first 5 minutes of the game. So we will see tonight if LeBron comes out and he's scoring and he's rebounding, they're going to win the game. If LeBron doesn't have a point within the first 5 minutes or has 2 points, they're going to lose.
You'll know right away.
Yeah, you're going to know.
Yeah, 100%. LeBron's going to be tanked this game. By the way, just to give you a history of Denver versus the Lakers, including playoffs, this is since 2022. Loss, 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 loss. They literally haven't beaten Denver since 2022.
I mean, Anthony Davis hasn't played in Denver, though. Like, he doesn't go there. That's like Embiid. Embiid doesn't go to Denver.
Good luck.
I'd rather play them now than in the finals.
I'd rather play them not at all.
I mean, Denver would still beat them. I don't think they would sweep them again like they did last year.
Yeah, maybe not, but they're definitely going to beat them.
Yeah.
So what about two games tonight, Hoff? What are we thinking? Obviously, Lakers, we're going to have to fucking kind of wait and see, right? Like, if LeBron wants the tank or not, because it's all his decision.
I'm taking the Lakers right off the bat. And then if I see LeBron is doing that, I'll just get out because the spread is one anyway. So the spread's not going to change in the first 5 minutes, you know, unless they go on like a 20-0 run. But we'll know right away. So I'm on the Lakers. I'm on the Warriors. Both of them win tonight.
I think the Steph Warriors bet.
I think Steph drops 40.
Yeah, on Steph's points over 29.5 minus.
I think Fox drops like 42. Yeah. I think they both have a great game. Fox plays great against the Warriors. I think he averages like 30 points a game. So yeah. I would like both of their overs tonight.
Yeah, I think this Hoffman last night, the Islanders was the easiest bet on the entire board. I mean, it's a must-win game against a team that's out of the playoffs. How the fuck were the Islanders minus 120? I think the Warriors are the easiest bet on the board tonight. I mean, they handled them last year. They got more experience. They got to just get up for this one game, get out of Sacramento. To get the Warriors right now minus what, 130 or whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
How do you not fucking slam that? Mm. Right. I mean, you're not going to have any faction involved because even the NBA wants Steph advancing. So, I mean, I think we're safe on this. The line's gone up 20 cents. I think the Warriors.
Yeah, I like the Warriors. I mean, there's a ton of money on them. That's the only thing that scares me.
Yeah, but the line's gone up. That's the thing. Yes, yeah, there's a ton of money on them, but the line's gone up 2 points. So that's the biggest thing for me. If the line wasn't going up, I'd get nervous. NBA wants them in. Steph wants in. They should win. The only thing I worry about is FanDuel on the other side. So, but I don't think this is really a fixable game in that perspective. A couple of the series, obviously, for some futures, Hoffman. Back to you with your Magic, by the way. Great call. You called it last year, talking about how the Magic were the team to watch for and doing a phenomenal job. How are they plus 156 versus the Cavs? I think they win that series. No? You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Lose the
fuck
series.
The Cavs.
They don't score enough. The Magic, they have lulls in scoring. They're ranked 22nd in the league in scoring. So it's going to come back to haunt them.
All right. So you
win the series. They're going to need Paolo to have 30 in four or more of the games, and I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
Right. I'm assuming you guys – so you're off that. Bill, you're on the Magic with me. Do you think
– Yeah, I'm on the Magic. I hate Cleveland.
Yeah, I hate
Cleveland. I hate Cleveland too, but the series, it's
I mean, listen, Hoffman's the guy who's been on the Magic for 2 years, knowing everything that's going
on. I think Cleveland's not good.
So. I've told you, I don't think they're clutch enough at the end of games. Obviously, the Bucks-Pacers series here, we got a situation with Giannis, maybe probably going to miss two games. They're in trouble. Yeah, he may miss the whole series. He was going to be minus. They were minus 250 to start this.
Now there's a lot of narratives in this series too.
You got the fucking
early season stuff. There's narratives now that Dame isn't happy and he wants out of Milwaukee if they lose this series. Who knows what Giannis is going to do?
Dame don't fit in there anyway, bro. That was
no. Good. He's not happy there at all. He needs to go to a.
He needs to be the number one, dude.
He should go to. He should have went to Miami. He should.
We all said that from the beginning. He should have gone to Miami.
We all just saw that he can't be a two, and we kept hearing it. And Giannis was like, "No, no, it's Dame's team now." Come on, bro. No, it's not.
Well, I mean, it is right now. Dame's in the playoffs. He rarely doesn't see that often over there on Portland. So. I think he's going to come out. I think he's going to play hard. I think he's going to try and win this series. I don't think he's going to fucking walk away.
I think Halliburton drops 40 every night.
Yeah, there's a big rivalry with Halliburton and him with the Dame time thing that Halliburton dropped on him. So that should be a fun series, at least. We'll see what happens with Giannis. And then we'll be talking about this throughout the week. And then in the West, Bill, you love the Mavericks over the Clippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're on that?
Dallas is playing great.
I like the Mavericks to go all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
Clippers got so many injuries. They're fucking old.
Clippers just don't have that pace that you need.
I think you're going to see
it changed. Because I loved them in the beginning of the year. And then it just like totally switched.
I told you
they
weren't going.
They were shitty.
The Mavericks are firing on all cylinders.
They were shitty. And then everyone started to come together once they moved Westbrook to the bench. Now they're fucking just ass again. They're not great. I mean, they're like, they're a four or five.
They're fine. They're where they should be. Yeah. And then you got the Timberwolves, who literally best defensive team. Out there, but Phoenix Suns minus 118. I mean, think about this team. This was a team when they got fucking put all these guys together with Durant and Booker and Paul and all that shit a couple years ago. They were like the number one favorite to win the championship by a mile last year. They pretty much have better talent now. And is the team going to win? Are they even going to beat the Wolves?
Spurs. Suns will win one game by 30, and the team will win. And the T-Wolves will win one game by 30. That's how crazy that series is going to be.
Each team
is going to win a game by 30.
Okay, so what's the total games? Let me see.
I think it's going to be over five. I'm going to parlay the over 5.5 in that series with the Cavs.
Okay, I like that. I like this series to go. To go far.
Yeah,
I did like the over 5.5 in the Bucks Pacers, but I don't know about if I like it as much anymore with this Giannis news. Like if Indiana goes in and steals the first two,
the Giannis news is going to make that hard to bet at all.
Yeah, I think the Suns win by 30, and then I think T-Wolves by 30. I think this series is going to be so up and down. Like you said, best defensive team. They got two centers. You know they're huge with Gobert just. Grabbing everything, and now Kat's back. I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll be talking more NBA, obviously, all week. Playing games start today. So right now, we'll wait and see on LeBron, see if he's trying to lose or see if he's trying to win early in the first 5 minutes, and we're all on the Warriors. We're going to be pounding that with the public, with the donkeys, with everyone out there. So not fun to beat betting chalk on the first round of the NBA playoffs, but I just don't see a way Steph lets this lose. Plus, they've been better on the road, right? They're a better road team than a home team, so it's actually good that they're on the road in this one. So, all right, Hoff, thanks for coming on, buddy. We can talk a little MLB. Do you have any MLB plays or anything before you go or no?
No, I don't even have NHL. I didn't look at it today.
All right, cool.
Been on fire with the goal scorers.
Yes, you have.
Last night was a little rough, but other than that, been pretty good.
How about my calling the Penguins last night? Told you. Against my Preds. No, must win. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Later, bro. Let's get some MLB here. Joey Rackets, let's kick over to you here. Bill was talking about Jackson Holiday strikeout. We got the Orioles playing early as usual. 6:35 game, first game on the slate. Your boy Grayson's on the mound versus Paddock. Baltimore minus 165. Looks like the line right now on that game. Just want to see where the money's going. Looks like we have one of those weird situations, Rackets. 90% of the public on the Orioles, and the line's dropped 20 cents. What are we thinking?
Oh, I got real fast. I'm sorry.
This is happening all weekend. You're seeing these fucking lines drop.
A game starting. Kababble sent me a text. We got a game starting right now in like 2 minutes.
Go.
In the Champions League, Mbappe to score a goal and Mbappe to have 3+ shots. Not, I guess not shots on goal, just shots plus 115. So Mbappe to score a goal and have three plus shots plus 115.
Okay. All right. Rackets, what do you think of the Orioles here?
I'll be on the minus 1.5. I'll be on the run line at plus 124. Twins aren't hitting. No Correa in the lineup again today. I think they've been batting 182 with runners in scoring position. Twins offense doesn't even have a home run. Nah, their Twins offense not clicking right now.
What the hell's going on with him?
He does this, man. He's like an every other type guy. Like, he'll have some seasons where he's terrible and some seasons where he's 30-30.
200 with zero home runs.
That sounds like Julio Rodriguez.
Did he just get a big contract?
I don't know, but he's playing awful.
Yeah, so that could be why. We saw Javi Baez.
Baez played ball today, actually.
Yeah, for the first time in how long?
6 years.
Yeah. Baez didn't play ball today. He was 0-for-2.
No, he played. He made one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen in my life today. Oh. Yeah, he was awesome.
Starting to try again.
Yeah. Orioles run line plus 124. I like the Yankees plus 102.
Why don't you just do the Orioles not to bet in bottom nine?
Because I don't like those bets. Give me the run line. I think they blow up. I think they beat the shit out of
them. I don't like home team run lines.
I like the Pirates with Jared Jones. Yeah, I'm going at the Mets again today. The only thing I don't like about the Yankees is I don't really like attacking Toronto with lefties, with a lefty.
Because they're all so ready.
Yeah, but I just like the Yankee offense a little bit better against Kikuchi. Plus 102. That's not a bad early up two on DraftKings line either.
Dude, so this is what's been happening the last 3 days, and I'm going to play it light today. I'm not going at it again because the beginning of the year I was playing the whole line movement thing, and it was working out well, and then it didn't matter at all. It's like every fucking get rackets. Yankees were minus 124. They're getting 70% of the public betting on them right now, and they're plus 102.
They were plus 102 this morning when I looked too.
So I know, but like, what is going on? Oh, the last 4 days, the Orioles minus 178, 90% of the public down to minus 160. So it's like
did it yesterday too.
How about the Rays? Rays minus 172, 70% of the public down to 137. Something's going on right now.
I don't think the Rays are that good this year.
No. Like, I like the Royals a lot today. Like, the Royals is definitely.
I like the Royals a lot, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be all in on the Royals.
I'll be on the Royals run line, too, minus 1.5.
Yeah, that's one you could do the run line there. That's one you could do a team total over. All over the Royals today. Their best line out there, I think, is minus
190. Interesting stat with the White Sox. They played 16 games so far this season. Take a guess at how many times they've been shut out.
4.
6.
Wow.
Out of 16 games they've been shut out.
Royals are definitely a parlay piece for me.
Yeah, I'm going to be parlaying the Royals.
I might even just do Royals to win and Bobby Witt hit parlay.
I'll probably do a couple different things with the Royals. The Royals.
The
are
scary
favorite.
Thing with Singer is you just don't know what version of Singer you're going to get. He could be solid, or he could be all over the place.
You know what the nice thing is? Even if he sucks,
it's the White Sox.
Can't hit. So,
and it's the White Sox bullpen.
I'm doing the Royals and Bobby Witt to get a hit minus 134.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to be doing a bunch of Royal stuff. Get over to 4deep.com. By the way, promo code VIP20 over there at 4deep. Get in there, and you'll have our plays. We're all going to be on the Royals. We'll let you know how on the website. Tigers, Rangers, someone in the chat said, can we get a bet on it? I mean, it's the eighth inning. What are we going to do? It's 2-2 in the eighth. You might as well fucking just flip a coin at this point. I'm not telling. I mean, if anything, I would take the Rangers plus 130 and hope Detroit doesn't score here because that'll move back to a favorite.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I did with the Cubs last night. I took them in the bottom of the ninth, plus 182. They got to extras, and
yeah,
you can just hedge out at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'd probably go Rangers here if you were going to do anything. Where did I go here? I just lost my place. There we go. Anything on this Brewers-Padres game? Padres have been fucking bipolar as a motherfucker lately, huh?
Brewers been hitting everything in sight. Any mistake
Padres
pitcher makes,
just literally score all their runs in one inning now.
Yeah.
What do you guys have for your Dinger Tuesday?
We'll get to that.
I would take the Brewers in this game against the Padres. Miley's been – he was okay in his first start. And like I said, the Brewers' offense has just been hitting fucking everything. They tattooed the Orioles for 11 runs in back-to-back games and I think 6 in another game. In the last
Padres,
game.
Though. I mean, this fucking Padres team, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. They scored 10, 8, 2, 6, 7. They're
the one thing about the Padres this year, they're not once they fall behind, they're not quitting like they were the last 3 years.
Oh, no, they're not
like
quitting. They're just
back.
Starting when they fall behind. Yeah. Like, they have not done anything until they've fallen behind. That's yeah. basically
Which
what
last year or 2 years ago, if they went down 2-3-0, the game was over.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bill, what do you think of that? Any interest in that game?
Nope.
Nope. All right. What are the games you're looking at here? We got Padres game we just talked about. Red Seattle. We did hit Seattle yesterday.
I got my dinner Tuesday coming up in the next game. Braves and Astros.
Okay, where are you going with that?
Oh, that's mine too.
You should be targeting Hunter Brown. So I'm hoping it's Matt
what
Olson.
What happened to Hunter Brown right now? What is going on?
Are you picking Rackets?
Matt Olson, baby. He's going deep. He might go deep twice.
I'm picking Marcell Ozuna.
Okay.
What is going on with – can we talk about Hunter Brown for a second?
You should be targeting Hunter Brown. This guy.
What is going
not,
on with him?
Bro, I don't
is
know.
Is he hiding an injury or something?
Looks bad. He's been really bad.
I mean, I can't even understand
the
it.
The Royals absolutely beat his fucking brains in. I think they only hit one home run.
And then Dusty Baker just leaving people out there to die.
Yeah.
They're just leaving him out there to rot every single game. And these guys are basically – their seasons are – ERAs are 15 because they're just dying on the hill, literally. And just getting stuck out there, not moving.
Yeah, like I said, I'm taking Ozuna. Hunter Brown has given up a home run in every game so far. Mm-hmm.
Only lasted an inning against the Royals and gave up fucking 12.
two 1-1. So as I said, Ozuna is my play at +350. I think he has like 7 home runs already.
Olson's at 320. I don't love it, but I'll take it.
Yo, actually, Rackets.
I don't love the odds, I should say.
But. Rackets, you're a Cubs guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here with Michael Bush?
He's on another fucking planet right now.
What is happening? Like, is this real?
Ugh.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I'm putting it in the same context as is James Outman real? Like, it could just be like a little blip for like a week, but he's showing legit power. Like, he's hitting the ball hard.
He's
elevating.
He's got like 6 home runs in his last like 15 at bats.
Yeah, he's got fucking
five home runs in a row.
Yeah, so that's my
the same thing
Tuesday.
Outman was doing. Is Outman real? I don't know.
He's chasing like, Don Mattingly's record.
To me, yeah. Outman is like a bigger Don Mattingly. Like, he's gonna be more of a contact guy than a power guy. But like, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I mean, you have to take Michael Bush for a home run, right? Because he might beat. What did Matty
mean? I mean, he's chasing the record. The problem.
What's his odds got to be still decent.
Well, no, the problem is he's facing a lefty. That's the only reason I don't want to take him. So I don't even know if he'll be in a lineup, right? So we can't take him.
Probably not against.
I
don't know how real that is.
He only has 6 at bats against the lefty. He's 0-6.
Yeah, I don't even know if he'll be in there. I mean, I'm assuming you had to. I forgot. I thought Tommy Henry was.
Let me look at his batted ball metrics because that'll kind of give it. So his max EV is only 109. That's not like it's good, but it's not like upper echelon. And if you're in his like that's his career high is 109. He only had 108.3 last year. So your MLB high is 122.4. So it's not like he's absolutely mashing the ball. Like he's got a good launch angle. So I don't know how real it is. I really don't. I think he's like a 20 home run guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a 40 home run guy.
Yeah, but against lefty today, I wouldn't take it.
No. Yeah, and he's got 8 barrels already. So, like, he's barreling up the ball with, you know what I mean? It's a lot of launch angle. It's not exactly like exit velo.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess he doesn't even play today.
You don't think so? Can you sit him, though? I mean, he's had at-bats versus lefties. So, I mean, if you're going to play him, this would probably be the deal.
Yeah, I guess.
The reason you got to be careful with this, you got to make sure he's playing because this is a situation where he definitely will pinch hit. Henry's not going to be long for this game, so he may come in the 6th inning for sure.
And you
don't want to have that because then it counts, right, Bill?
Yeah.
So this is a situation where you definitely do not want to.
But that's kind of a dick for the coach if you put him in.
Yeah, because the ruin the streak.
Because now he's counted as in the game, and he's going for, you know.
What was Mattingly's streak?
I think 9.
Do you remember Rackets?
I'm sure though.
No.
I don't know what it was. What do we think of this Dodgers game? What do you think going on here? I mean, Corbin on the mound. Who's starting for the Dodgers? Because I see
8. Mattingly was 8.
Was it 8? Okay. Who's starting for the Dodgers? I'm seeing Kyle Hurt in one spot.
I see nothing
And then Yarbrough coming in after that. We have any info? I mean, they're minus 300 with a, you know, questionable starter. No one even knows who's fucking starting. I'm seeing
Kurt. DraftKings doesn't even have anything listed.
Yeah, I'm seeing Kurt here in this spot.
I mean, it's Corbin on the other side, so
that's what I'm saying.
If the Dodgers can't beat Corbin, they got a lot of issues.
Corbin's fucking trash. Yeah, I mean, do we lay this though? Do we lay this with like the Royals? I can't lay fucking 275.
I'm not touching the Dodgers. I don't. I want to see them play better before I start betting them.
Yeah, after last night, I mean, I'm scarred from it. I'm absolutely scarred.
And it's not like they just started playing bad like the last couple of days. They've been playing bad for a week and a half now.
Mm-hmm. I think Griffey has 8 too, Tommy. Griffey and some other guy, Dale Long. Dale Long was first. Mattingly tied it, and then Griffey tied it.
Oh, did he? All right. Let's see. So I'm going to go. So give me your Dinger Tuesdays here, boys and girls.
Ozuna.
Matt Olson plus 320.
I just have to check one thing before I make a final decision. Yeah, I'm going to have
Dodgers with Mookie would be okay, too.
Dodgers have no pitchers.
That's it. So, yeah, so I'm deciding between Mookie and I'm deciding. Because Hendricks, looking at his numbers this year, Hendricks has a 3.55 home runs for nine this year in three starts rackets. Like, think about this. So in three starts this year, Kyle Hendricks on the Cubs, 3.55 home runs per nine, right? With only a 24% fly ball rate and 12.1 strikeout rate. So this guy's sitting on a 12 ERA after three starts, giving up 3.5 home runs per nine, and he's only striking out 12% of batters. So it's hard to not think someone like a Corbin Carroll or Christian Walker is going to get a fucking
sinker hole. Lines up with Jock. Jock with the low fucking bat path with that golf bat path.
I'm looking.
He hasn't been great lately.
It's all right, Tommy. You could take someone on the Braves, too.
No, I'm not going to.
We already put the work in. Come on.
Nope, I'm on board. I'm not doing it, Bill.
He doesn't want to target Hunter Brown because then you have to say that Hunter Brown sucks.
I can't do that.
Jump on board. Jump on board, Tommy. Come on.
I can't say Hunter Brown sucks. I can't. I'm not going to allow myself to say it. So I'm deciding between Christian Walker. I'm going to make the wrong decision here. I'm going to decide between Christian Walker and my boy Corbin Carroll. Okay.
You pick Christian Walker every week.
I'm not taking Christian Walker. I am taking Corbin Carroll, even though I think he only has one home run in the fucking season, right?
Yeah, I mean, any time, though, would be a nice time.
All right, I'm going to take Corbin Carroll.
Hendricks sinker lines up really well with a Jock Peterson swing path.
I'm going Corbin Carroll. So Corbin Carroll, the homer, second home run of the season. I'm getting plus 520 here. So let me take that. Corbin Carroll, second home run of the year coming tonight against Hendricks.
Nice.
That's it. That's all we got here. Do we got anything else? You got any hockey, anything you like, Bill? I mean, it's the last game of the season. Or tomorrow's last game of the season?
Rangers already clinched the best record in hockey.
All the teams that need to win won yesterday, right? Pittsburgh and the Islanders. So tonight, let me just pull the standings up here. I haven't bet hockey in the last few days, just hit the Islanders max bet yesterday. So we got the Red Wings still playing for their lives, Washington playing for their lives, Pitt and Philly. All those teams are on two-game winning streaks, every one of them. So Washington, Pitt, Philly, and Detroit are the teams to watch today. We have Philly playing Washington, so we're going to stay away from that one. Red Wings, we're going to take against the Canadiens. So we got Detroit minus 190. So we got to find a cute way to play that. And then the Penguins don't play today. So I'm really just looking at the Red Wings, another parlay piece. If you want to do that, let's go Red Wings Royals. Red Wings Royals minus 190. And we'll go Red Wings minus 190. And we'll get that plus 132. There it is. So Royals plus minus 190, Red Wings plus 190.
Actually, I take that back. It's not going to be the sinker. It's going to be the changeup. Changeup's getting hit out tonight.
Corbin Carroll's going yard.
It's literally like the heat map of on the pitch plotter, all over down and in. Like that's lefty.
Corbin Carroll's left Yankee one.
Fucking
Corbin Carroll's Yankee one tonight at plus 520 on Dinger Tuesday.
It's going to be a changeup.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, the beauty of that game and the Braves game, if you guys don't know what Dinger Tuesday is, it's, you know, you're basically getting a bonus here where every home run that's hit in the game, you get a fifth of your money back, no matter how much you bet. So even if you don't get the home run, you get five home runs in the game, you break even, you get three, you get your money back plus a little bit more. That game's got a 10.5 total, and you got Tommy Henry and Kyle Hendricks on the mound. So there will be three or four home runs. And Bill, your Braves game that you and Rackets are targeting, 9.5 total. There should be blood in that game, too, so should get a few home runs.
Altuve is batting out of his mind lately. He's gotten three hits in, like, four games in a row or some shit.
Yeah, going to be betting his props.
He's on fire, and your boy Yordan can't seem to do anything.
No, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I mean, absolutely, if you could get on the same page hitting, they'd be unstoppable.
They might be able to win a fucking game. We're going to go Altuve hits runs RBIs today, too. Right? I mean, that's a lock. What's
They moved it to 2.5.
Even on DraftKings?
Yeah, DraftKings. That's where I saw it. 2.5. I did, because I was going to do that. And I moved Altuve to a hit parlay with Bobby Witt.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to get cute with Altuve. Figure out how to play that. All right. Anything else here, Rackets? Any tennis or anything before we wrap this up?
No.
Nope. All right. No. Bill, anything else?
Nope.
All right. Bill Rupp, final words.
Go Yankees.
All right.
And Lakers and Warriors.
Joey Rackets, final words.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with the early up two, but I like the Orioles -1.5. I just not gonna pay them 162 for a early win. I kind of like the road teams on that, but I'll have something for subscribers. I just don't really know where I'm going with that yet.
All right, Evan Hand from the deathbed, coming out of the coffin. Final words.
Rigged.
There we go. It actually sounds better when you're sick. Rigged. You kind of sound like the Undertaker. Rigged. Four. Bill Rupp. Joey Rackets, Mike Constantino, Luke Hoffman, and Evan Hand. I am Tommy G. Make sure to get over to 4deep.com, promo code VIP20 for 20% off. And if you are playing DFS at all, get over to Ship It Nation right now, shipitnation.com. Log off here. Go sign up there. Shipmates 15. They got all kinds of packages at all kinds of prices, and every price is cheap as fuck. $1 million winner, multiple fucking top 10 finishes, hundreds of thousands of dollars from everyone who was playing over there. We got another golf tournament this week, and we had D-Rock this week from our chat, who went 9-1 on head-to-heads in golf. So if you'd like golf, bang, 4deep for bets, Ship It Nation for DFS. We will fuck, and get over to 4deep.com, VIP20, 20% off. I'm coming for blood today. We're hitting Corbin Carroll +520. Get right from yesterday. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!